Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and we just heard the Tulla Cayley Band from County Clare. This week, we'll be listening to music from County Clare, a county on the west coast of Ireland between Galway and Limerick, with a strong music tradition. Clare has historically been especially good for fiddle and concertina music, as well as whistle and song, and we'll be exploring the different aspects of the music from east to west Clare in the next hour. In the Tulla Cayley Band, we heard PJ Hayes and Martin Hayes, father and son, on fiddles, along with Francis Donnellan and Mark Donnellan, also on fiddles, J.J. Conway and Jennifer Linehan on flutes, Sean Donnelly, Michael McKee on accordions, Andrew McNamara, also on accordion, but from a younger generation. That was Jim Corey on the piano and Michael Flanagan on drums. The band was founded back in 1946, and that was recorded in 1996, a 50-year celebration of their music. We'll continue on with a recording of Paddy Kenny, PJ Hayes, who we just heard, on the fiddle, Pater O'Loughlin, and Bridie Lafferty on the piano. This is from 1959. It's one of the early LPs of traditional music.
Thank you.
Was Martin Hayes, born in East Clare between Tulla and Fecal in 1961, now living in the United States, from a musical family. His father played fiddle as well. We heard him at the beginning of that set, along with Paddy Canny, Patter O'Loughlin, and Bridie Lafferty. Martin was playing The Whistler from Rosslea and Connor Dunn's, and they started off with The Morning Dew and Reeves. And in the middle there, we heard Mary McNamara on the concertina. She's also from Tulla in East Clare and was strongly influenced by Pijo, Martin's father, and grew up playing duets with Martin Hayes for many years. Her mother played the piano, and her father played the concertina, also from a very musical family from a very musical part of the county. And she played Scatter the Mud and McGreevy's, a set of jigs. We'll continue on with Mrs. Crotty, Mrs. Elizabeth Crotty, from Kilrush, County Clare, where there was an annual Mrs. Crotty Festival held from 1996 to 2009. She's a very, very well-respected, well-regarded concertina player. She lived from 1885 to 1960, and here we'll hear her playing the Sligo Maid and the Copper Plate.
Thank you.
A selection of concertina players from the County Clare. We just heard Jack Talty from Lissy Casey, County Clare, the nephew of Noel Hill, the great concertina player Noel Hill. Before that, Tommy McCarthy, also played tin whistle and the Uilleann pipes, emigrated to London in 1952 but then moved home again in 1991, and he lived from 1929 to 2000. Tommy McCarthy played John Roach's favorite for us. Before that, we heard Mrs. Crotty. You're listening to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This week, we're listening to music from the County Clare in the west of Ireland. We're going to continue on with the great Michael Russell from Doolin. He lived from 1915 to 1994, was a great collector of traditional music and folklore and songs. He played the whistle, most well known for his whistle playing. From a very musical family, his mother played the concertina, his father was a singer as well, and his brothers Packy and Gussie played, and they have a CD with the three of them. But here we'll just hear Maiko talking about the tune Sporting Nell and singing a few verses of the song Nell Flaherty's Drake.
Well, some people might like to hear stories about tunes and how the one tune came from another song. So this reel called Sporting Nelly comes from a song called, as far as I think, an old song called Nell Flaherty's Drake. So I'll only sing two verses of that, of Nell Flaherty's Drake, to introduce the reel called Sporting Nelly. So it's something like this now. My name it is Nell, quite candid I tell. I live near a town by the name of Attai. I had a fine drake, the truth for to speak. My grandmother left me and she going to die. The poor little fellow, his legs they were yellow. He could fly like a swallow and swim like a hake. May mad dog still bite him, may monkey still fright him. The monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. So the foolishness of the music now, the tune is much the same. It's a lovely reel to dance it. In fact, it was picked out in America, they used to call it the favourite reel for dancing a reel. So... Thank you.
That was Eamon Cotter, flute player and maker, originally from Ennis, but residing in Kilmaley in West Clare for many years now. He's a member of the Shaskeen and a former member of the Tullochaley Band, who we heard at the very beginning of the hour. Before that, we heard PJ Crotty with Carol Cullinan and James Cullinan. James Cullinan is now living in Doolin as well, which is where Michael Russell is from, who we heard at the beginning of that set. We heard Eamon Cotter playing Ronan Boys and Trim the Velvet, and we heard PJ Crotty and the Cullinans playing The Sheep in the Boat and Hurry the Jug, a couple of jigs. We're going to continue on with a set of fiddle players now, some of the great fiddle players from Clare from the past century, Bobby Casey, Paddy Canny, and Joe Ryan. We'll start off with Bobby Casey playing The Old Wheels of the World and My Love is in America. Was actually Paddy Canny there playing a couple of jigs, Old Tipperary and Down the Back Lane. Paddy Canny lived from 1919 to 2008, was born outside Tulla in East Clare, and that recording was from 1997. Now we'll hear Bobby Casey with a couple of reels.
Thank you.
That was the great piper Willie Clancy from Milltown, Malbay. And he played the old bush and the raveled hank of yarn. A couple of reels there. He learned a lot from the piper Garrett Berry, from Ina, who was also from the same town as Joe Ryan, who we heard before that. Joe Ryan was born in Ina in 1928 and lived until 2008. We heard him playing a waltz called Louis' Waltz. We'll continue on with the great fiddle player Junior Crean. He lived all of his life in Ballymakee, near Mullock, in West Clare. Came from a musical family as well. His mother played the concertina, and he's a composer of many tunes that are still being played today. In fact, many of them, people think they're traditional tunes and don't even know that he was the one who wrote them. He was part of one of the first West Clare groups to perform on Radio Erin in 1934, and he lived from 1908 to 1998. So here's Junior Crean. He's going to give us a little story and an air called The Carey Woman's Lament.
This is a story about Queen of Bannock Kerry, the Carey Woman's Lament. It seems three Carey men years ago went fishing, canoe, and they were out a few miles from the Star of Morrows, and it blew them out for weeks, and they couldn't turn back. So they had very little food with them, and when the storm abated, they turned back and they were dying with the hunger. And the rule was, kill one man and eat his flesh and bring you home safe for the other two. So they cast lots, and it fell in the widow's son that he should die, and they cut his throat and ate his flesh. And it took him weeks and weeks to come home. But the people used to come to the shore every day looking out, no with any sign. But they saw the canoe coming anyhow. And the other two men's wives were there, and the grip they cut of them when they landed on the shore, it said the Fianna of Erin wouldn't loosen it. But the poor widow woman said, "Where is my boy? I don't see him at all with you." So they told the priest to break the news to her that they had to kill him to survive, and fell it in his lot to be killed. So she started to cry, and she composed some kind of a lament, and it was picked up, and she crossed here to Clare, and an old man told me that he got the song, the words, and air from her. But I picked up there, and I never learned Irish going to school because it was forbidden. I went in when the English were ruling to school, and the teacher had to hide Irish books when the inspector had come. So we were debarred of learning our own language. But I got the music, and I'll try and play it now as best I can.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Kevin Crean there with a couple of jigs. He played a jig he got from his grandfather, Junior Crean, who we heard at the beginning of that set. Junior is said to have learned that tune from a leprechaun who came down his chimney and taught it to him. And in the middle there, we heard Noel Hill, the great concertina player from West Clare, playing Last Night's Fun and The Trip to Duro. This is From the Shamrock Shore on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thank you so much for listening in, and I hope you'll join us again next week. This week we've been listening to music from the County Clare, and we're going to let the Kilfenora Cayley Band take us out. It's the oldest Cayley Band in Ireland, formed in 1910. Here they are with the Kilfenora Jig.